Jason, last time I remember talking to you, you were pretty excited about your call-up. I just wonder what that experience ended up being like for you and what you took from that experience.
It was a great experience. definitely a dream come true to be able to make my international debut and then play throughout the tournament in like all three out of four of the games we had. It's definitely, it went a lot better than I thought it would, being able to just like connect with a bunch of the Canadian guys and build relationships. And I would say getting my name on that stage, I think.
What's the biggest thing you take away from playing at that level that you can bring back and use here at the, you know, MLS level?
I would say every game is a battle. Every time I'm on the field, it has to be a battle, a fight. And then I kind of learned that coming up into the MLS. But at the international stage, it's even more of a fight all the time. And to kind of play with, when you're there, you know, you're representing your country. In a way, you kind of have to make it the same when you're representing your club. Like, there can't be a difference in how you're playing compared to where you're playing, I would say, or the stage you're playing at. So to bring kind of like the same aggressiveness that they have there, bring it back here at Columbus.
Did you feel some of that or feel anything different when you come back and, you know, you start last week in Portland and whatnot? Did you feel like that sort of translated and you could use what you just talked about?
I can't say for sure whether I did or I didn't. I kind of just came back and was happy to be back and in the squad and just focused on the game. I can't really remember that in particular.
With all the everything that went into that experience, was there a moment where it hit you that it was real? Because I just remember you sitting there about a month ago and saying how surprised you were and how, you know, excited you were. Was there a moment when it all kind of solidified, like, hey, this is a thing, I'm here?
I would just say, like, first day in camp, just, like, actually getting out there, getting on the field, just getting touches on the ball with, like, my new teammates. It felt like everything was right in that moment. You know, finally getting there. And like sometimes you're anxious beforehand because you don't know how it's going to go. But once you get on the field and you get touching the ball, everything kind of goes away and you kind of settle into the environment.
Were there any players or guys on the team that maybe you didn't know and you were excited to get to know and play with a little bit? Any like just guys like that that you start build relationships with there?
Yeah, a kid from Vancouver. I mean, we were roommates during the camp, but we were able to build a connection. His name's Ali Ahmed. He's just one of them. But like realistically, I was able to build connection with everybody. It's a very open group. It's a real brotherhood there. So like in a way, I was able to build a connection with almost all the guys, I would say, and I was able to talk and have like good deep conversations with a lot of the players.
And looking at the opening up Leagues Cup play, what is that like as a player? How are you approaching it? Like, how does it compare to MLS regular season or the Open Cup or other tournaments, things that you guys play in? What is this one like for you as a player to prepare for?
I don't think we're going to, like, we haven't been preparing. I haven't been preparing any different, like, taking this serious 100%. I mean, as a team, we want to come and be competitive. We want to be competitive. We want to take it serious. And, like, honestly, you don't know because it's a whole new cup you haven't experienced and nobody's experienced this yet. But it should be, as I said, competitive. It should be interesting.
Jason, you guys get to play St. Louis for the first time this year. A few of the guys were on the team last year were in Next Pro, and when you guys played them in the championship, what do you see their style of play, if you've seen any of their film, versus them playing last year?
It's somewhat similar. somewhat similar. They're very good on set pieces. They can be as direct as they were, but they have very good players. So I think we just have to stay tuned in on our set pieces for sure, which we did. We did get scored on twice in Portland last week on them. So just to be tuned in on those and just follow the game plan coach gives us. We could win games if we stick to the plan and we're all in on it together.
And it looked like sometimes throughout the season so far with St. Louis that they are a little better on transitioning in their counter. Last week in Portland, I saw a little bit of struggling with that with you guys. What have you guys worked on to cut down on some of those mistakes in transition?
Just to be able to keep the ball better in the attack, is what we call it, and just being able to stop the transition before it really starts or nullify as much as possible. Because like obviously there's moments in the game where you're going to get caught in transition, but it's how we deal with it now, how we're ready for it, how we're set up.